Hi, everybody. My name is John Ruth, and this is the I Want Horror Podcast. Hello, everybody. It is May 2020. Let's get to it. The movies that are currently streaming on Netflix that are popular are The Platform, The Killing of a Sacred Deer, Train to Busan, and The Girl with All the Gifts. I personally have The Platform on my list to watch. I've never seen The Killing of a Sacred Deer, but from what friends have talked about, it's not that exciting. As for The Train to Busan, it's one of my personal favorite South Korean films of the last 10 years. For Amazon Prime Video, the trending movies are The Lighthouse, The Host, once again, Train to Busan. I'm not even sure why it's picking up in popularity. Midsommar, and I'll add one more, Zombieland, which I was not a fan of Zombieland. I didn't like the whole ending. Don't hate me for that. Midsommar, that was the most depressing movie I may have ever seen. Right up there, I think it was more depressing than Hereditary. And of course, I'm a huge fan of the director of The Host, Bong Joon-ho. If you haven't seen The Host, you should definitely pick it up. Well worth it. And if you already have Amazon Prime Video, then it's there's no point not, because it's free right now to stream. On Hulu, Zombieland is the most popular, followed by A Quiet Place, Annihilation, which I watched today. I don't know if I would recommend watching Annihilation if you feel caged in your home right now. It's a pretty bizarre feeling. The Cabin in the Woods, a great horror comedy. And another movie that I've never heard of called Coherence. Well, and then I'll add two more so that I can get to the last one. There's the remake of Pet Sematary, which is trending on Hulu. And then, of course, Let the Right One In, which is, to me, a classic. As for the upcoming horror movies that are releasing on video on demand, we've got May 1st, which was a couple days ago, or a few days ago, was The Wretched, which I saw in Telluride, Colorado, at the Telluride Horror Fest. I really, really enjoyed that one. I wasn't expecting to enjoy that one. That had a really nice feel to it. Tigers Are Not Afraid, which I saw at the Overlook Film Festival, starts, let's see, is that video on demand? That is not video on demand on the 5th. But you should definitely look out for that one when it is available on video on demand. That was a good one that I saw at the Overlook Film Festival in 2018, I think it was. As for the May 5th releases, the most notable is probably The Lodge, which I saw at the, I think I said Horror Fest earlier. It's the Telluride Horror Show. That one is probably not a good one to watch when you're staying at home. Let me see if I can read the description. The Lodge tells the story of a soon-to-be stepmom snowed in with her fiancé's two children at a remote holiday village. Just as relations finally begin to thaw between the trio, strange and frightening events threaten to summon psychological demons from the woman's strict religious childhood. So you can see being snowed in at a remote holiday village, that might get y'all messed up with all the stay-at-home stuff. Another release is, no pun intended, the movie is called, and that's actually the May 8th, the movie is called Porno. Let me read that description to you real quick. A group of seemingly wholesome young movie theater employees are tempted and terrorized by a sex demon. And when the five teen employees discover a mysterious old film hidden in its basement, they unleash an alluring succubus who gives them a sex education written in blood. So that sounds like a fun movie, huh? Also coming out on the 22nd of May is The Haunted, Arriving in an isolated house for her night shift, young carer Emily is left alone to face a terrifying, vengeful spirit in this disturbingly clever psychological horror. That rounds out the notable horror movies that are video on demand in May. If you want to find out more about those, you can go to releases.com. That's where I got this information. Finally, I want to give you my featured movie of the month. That would be Extraordinary. That's two words. Once again, I saw this at the Telluride Horror Show Festival. It is an Irish horror comedy co-starring Will Forte, which, of course, you know him from many movies and TV shows. The description is: Rose, a mostly sweet and lonely Irish driving instructor, must use her supernatural talents to save the daughter of Martin, also mostly sweet and lonely, from a washed-up rock star who is using her in a satanic pact to reignite his fame. I believe that one came out actually last month at the middle or the end of April. Definitely check that out. That's not going to be on free on any streaming sites as far as I know, but it is purchasable currently digitally. So yes, please check that out. That was a great film that I want more people to know about. Have a great month, everybody. Watch all the horror movies you can, and tweet at me to let me know what you're watching right now.